He loves all of us equally. He loves every single one of us. And he's like, he wants you to fulfill your purpose and your destiny. And sometimes the enemy tries to stop us from fulfilling our purpose and our destiny. And that's sort of my subject today, purpose. Who's heard me speak before? Some of you. Okay, I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony because some of you haven't heard me before. So my mum runs Victory Life Church Perth, if you don't know her. She has a book called Margaret Court, and that's her autobiography. But, you know, I just see it's like, you know, I'm honoured and blessed to serve my mum at Victory Life Perth. And Lindsay's there as well. She runs the children's ministry, as you heard, but she's also very prophetic and she helps me with healing school as well. When we run healing school, I oversee the healing ministry and the prayer ministry at Victory Life and the business persons and many other areas because we're quite a large church. But you know what? My favorite thing is to see people get healed and set free. I just love it. And I just love it. I'm passionate about going after healing. I'm passionate about seeing people healed, seeing people set free, seeing people delivered. And I just love it. And we'll pray at the end of the service for people as well. But we see lots of people healed and lots of pain leaves when we pray. So be expectant today. If that's you and you've come and you're like, oh, I've just got this little bit of pain. And you felt like some of you probably didn't even feel like coming if you're in pain. Well, if that's you, we want to see you free. We want to see you healed. And Jesus is the healer. And he's here today and he lives in you. So we're going to pray afterwards if that was you. But I'm just going to share a little bit of my testimony, how I ended up in ministry, because I really didn't want to go into ministry. I was a rebel and I didn't go to church when I was a teenager. I drank far too much. I really didn't like myself. And I just got stoned a lot when I was younger, when I was about 18, 19, and I drank far too much. Not that it's anything to laugh about, but I really went down into a bit of a spiral. And my parents could see that I was getting depressed because I was smoking too much pot, and they sent me away. So I went to live in Queensland, and they sent me away to a tennis coaching camp. And they said, here you go, become a tennis coach, because I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't really have a purpose in life. I didn't know what I was good at. I actually believed the lies of the enemy and didn't think I was good at anything at all. And that's where I was at. I didn't think I could do anything. I was tennis coaching. I'd studied chefing, but then I didn't really want to be a chef. I tried to get into sports science at uni and I didn't really get into that either. And I was just like, God, what do I, you know, don't think I even asked God at that point. But I also had an eating disorder for a few years because I'd done athletics for many years and they do fat tests every week. So I came out of that thinking I was really fat because they kept telling me I had too much fat. But really I was just a string bean because that was my nickname. And I just believe so many lies of the enemy about my life, which so many people do, because he is the greatest liar. He just lies and intimidates God's people so much. And God wants us to go to the next level and not believe the lies of the enemy anymore. And so, you know, I travelled overseas. I came back to Perth. I decided to go to uni and went, right, I'll study uni. That'll fix everything. Then I'll know what I want to do because I'm just going to go study business and maybe I'll just go into business and open a restaurant or a cafe and, you know, my train of thinking. And so I'm about to do all this and then I'm just in the wrong relationships at the wrong time. I end up with the wrong guys. I end up really sick and I end up having to leave uni and I'm like, what do I do now? And all of a sudden, God told me, my mum didn't tell me, she probably told me a million times actually, go to Bible college. And I'm like, okay. I said, God, if you get me out of this mess, I'll do anything you want me to do. And so when he said go to Bible college, and I just had this inkling in my spirit to go to Bible college because, you know, before I heard this still small voice and it said, don't move out of home. And I said, God, if that's your voice and everything goes wrong when I move out of home, I'll do whatever you say. So everything went wrong. So I did whatever he said and he told me to go to Bible college. I made a promise. So I went to Bible college and my life changed. I began to study the Word of God and sit under the Word of God. And beautiful Pastor Peter, he wasn't our Bible college dean at the time, but he did eventually become our Bible college. And it's a powerful Bible college. And they're helping us go online now, Pastor Peter and his son are helping us get it up online. But I just know that when you're sitting under the Word, you are in God's perfect will. And God wants us in his perfect will when we're studying his word. I don't know if you have home groups or, you know, to study the word during the week, not just to come to church on Sundays and hear a message and go, that was awesome, I feel pumped up for a day. You can feel pumped up every day of your life when you're spending time with God. And when you're investing time with him, you will find your purpose. Because God wants us all to know our purpose and what he has for our lives. I just heard a testimony of a lady only a couple of weeks ago in our church who was 48, and she began to pray the prayer of Jabez. And let's open our Bibles there. If you want to open your Bibles to 1 Chronicles 4:10, it's like God saying, come on, you're going to discover your purpose. Her purpose, she thought, was to become a school teacher, and she had four children. She thought that was her purpose. And then she got a prophetic word. She went on holidays to Esperance, which was actually where she was originally from. And you know what? She got this word from a prophet. And after that word, things just didn't feel right in her life. She was like, okay. And she began to pray this prayer in 1 Chronicles 4:10. Every day, even as she was brushing her teeth and she'd made all the kids lunch and she's about to go off to work, she began to pray this. Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. You know what? She was brushing her teeth and she's like, God, is this prayer making any difference? And all of a sudden, in her heart, like after a few weeks of praying it, God said, I want you to go back and study law. And she said, but I've got four kids at school. I'm a school teacher. We'll only have one income. And God said, I want you to go back and study law. And she began to, okay, I'm going to do it. And all her family supported her. You know, they didn't have as much money. They had to rely on God. And literally relying on God was eventually someone dropping bread off at their house once a week because she had four growing boys. And, you know, she said, God just supplied all our needs. We never went without. And she said, I just followed after God. He said, go back. And all of a sudden, she ended up in family law. She's now got her own law firm because of this one prayer. And she trains all these lawyers that come out of uni, she just begins to train them and she gets some of them saved and now she wants them to go and start their law firms. And it's like she's saying, I'm planting Christians throughout the city. I'm training up Christian lawyers. You know what? There is an apostolic anointing on her life and she didn't even know it. There's an apostolic anointing upon this house, upon Pastor Peter's life, upon Victory Life Church in Perth to affect this whole town. And there are strategic people sitting in this room and you think, oh, just me. Well, Tanis thought she was just going to be a school teacher. Not that there's anything wrong with just being a school teacher, but God had more. There's people in this room and God has more for every single one of you. And sometimes it's a sacrifice to, you know, fulfill your purpose, but it's like God says, just step out. Step out. It's time to rise up. It's time to step out. There's an apostolic anointing upon our nation. We have a Christian at the head of our nation. And God says we can go so much further than where we've been. It's time to go to the next level. And you might think, oh, you know, I'm a bit older. I'm never going to change. Oh, I've done my thing. It's like, doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. God has a divine purpose and a divine destiny for your life. I thought I had no purpose in life. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. It wasn't till I went to Bible college and I began to declare the word that I'm determined, that all that apathy and that depression, whatever it was hanging around, it all left. Because I began to keep my eyes on him and not on the problem or the circumstance. We need to keep our eyes on him. You know, it's like God's wanting divine alignment in our lives. Say divine alignment. And you know, that was the three words that my mum had at the start of the year, refire, realign, reposition. And Pastor Peter's probably spoken on it. Have you at all? The year before. There you go, you were early. But he wants us right on track with his perfect will for your lives. And to know your purpose and your destiny. In Ephesians 1:11, you can turn there. You know, God wants every one of us on track with his perfect will for our lives. And it's time to go to the next level. And that comes through spending time with him and pressing in and saying, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do in this new season? As you get your church is getting a bit of a facelift with all this art, it's like it's a new season. It is the dawning of a new day. And it's not like the old. It's like God saying it's time to rise up. It's time to declare the word like never before. It's time to press in. It's time to anchor yourself in the word no matter what comes your way. Because you have a destiny and a purpose. And God wants you to fulfill it. And if you're saying, oh, I don't know what to do, start by winning souls, because that's all. Every single one of us has that purpose within us. We've got Jesus within us. He wants us to win souls and to reach out. And it's like, you know, sometimes I get a bit busy in the office and I've just got this new dog. Well, this new dog takes me on adventures and I meet people. And it's like, you know, God wants us to reach out to the lost. And I met this guy in the park and I just began to talk to him. His name was Vin. But what I didn't know is he said, oh, I don't want the dogs to knock my knees out. So I said, well, every time they come close, I'll just stand in front of you. So here I am standing in front of this 75-year-old man every time the dogs come. I'm like, yep, protect. He goes, this looks really funny. I said, oh, who cares? I said, you know, at least your knees aren't going to get knocked out. Anyway, I met him a third time. And I said, oh, you know what, my parents are your age. I said, they're really strong. And he said, well, I actually have leukemia. And so, you know, I just had an opportunity to get him saved, to pray for his healing, to give him a book on healing, give him mum's book. The tears down his face were just like, I've never seen someone cry. They were like spurting out those tears. And he's like, man, I just don't cry like this usually. Anyway, I worked out that he had spent his whole life, when he told me his story the next time I saw him, serving in third world countries in the education, running the education in Papua New Guinea, running the education in another country. He'd been to Washington. He'd study overseeing education in third world countries. And you know what? You never know who you're going to meet when you reach out and step into someone's world and just have a chat to them and say, hey, how are you going? And take the time to spend with someone. And God says, now is the time to take this town for Jesus. It is ripe and it's ready. And it's like God says, he'll bring opportunities to share Jesus wherever you go when you actually say, God, bring people across my path today that I can reach out into their world. It's like God says, it's time. And all of us are called to win souls. No, we're not all evangelists, but we are all called to win souls. This lady in the stripy dress here, I saw you when you walked in, and God wants you to know that you have evangelistic anointing on your life. You are actually called to win so many souls to the Lord. And it's like sometimes the devil tries to shut you down and to stop you from doing it and intimidate you. But I just want to say to you, it's like God says, it's time for you to rise up and to stir the gifting within you, to reach out to those around you. And God says, it starts with a smile. And God says, he's given you a beautiful smile for a reason. And God says, you're going to reach into so many people's worlds and pull them out of dark places when you share the love of God with them. And God says, there is nothing stopping you. The only thing that stops you sometimes is your thinking. And God says it's time to renew your mind and begin to meditate on the good things, the lovely things, the pure things, the things of good report. Because God says you're going to win so many souls to the Lord. I don't know if you're from Broome or not. I don't know where you're from. But God says it's time to share Jesus. It's time. It's time. It's time for all of us. It's time for all of us. To allow God's love to come in like never before. To allow his love to flow out. If we are full of the love of God, we're going to want to share it with people wherever we go. We're going to want to give it away. And God says it's time to be intentional about your purpose. If you're squandering, go, I don't know if I'm meant to be doing this anymore. Sit in your prayer closet. Get with God. Get intentional about your purpose, because we can all squander through life and just do stuff, but God wants you to be intentional about getting to the next level. Say, be intentional. God wants you to be intentional. He is moving you forward into your destiny and advancing and equipping you for the accomplishments that he has for you. He wants you to fulfill your purpose in life. And it's time for expansion and growth in this house. There's enough room here to have a bigger building. It's like God says, it's time, it's time. You are God's people. It's time to rise up and to be that voice. In Daniel 2:21, you don't have to look this scripture up. I will just read it to you. God changes times and seasons. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. That's what God wants for us. He wants you to be wise. Start to ask for wisdom in this time and season. Begin to ask Him for it. Those things that are going to propel you forward, what you need more of, ask Him for it. Just like Tanis Arnold did. She said, bless me, expand my territory. You can pray that over this church. You can pray that over your own lives. God, bless me. Expand our territory. Expand my territory. It's time. And God says, don't back down. Keep on pressing in. God gives you all the wisdom and the knowledge that you need for the changes and the times and the seasons. So it's not a surprise. When a prophetic word comes, it usually acknowledges what's already in your heart and what He's doing in your life. And you know, that can propel you forward to the next level. Say, next level. And how do we get to that next level? You need to be convinced about your purpose. Convinced in God, this is what I'm meant to do. I'm going to be intentional about what God's placed on my life. I'm going to press into God. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. Start saying, I'm determined. Say, I'm determined. Start saying it. Because when I came to the Lord, I didn't have much determination because I'd smoked so much pot. Oh, well, you're right, mate. It'll all be right, it all works out. Well, you know what? We need to be intentional and not have the attitude of the world. No such thing as broom time in the Bible. Can't see it. I didn't see it. I haven't seen it. It's like God says, get out of that thinking. That is the world's way of thinking. It's God's timing. He has the perfect season. And it's like God says, line up with this word. It is the truth. It's real. It's alive and living. You are a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. You were born for such a time as this. You have a purpose. You have a destiny in Him. And God says, press in. Begin to write down what He shows you. Begin to encourage one another in your small groups. Get around strong people. And it's like, get around people that can mentor you and help you go to that next level. Because sometimes you need to overcome challenges in life, but the very friends that you have and people around you can encourage you and help propel you forward. Because God wants all of you to succeed and fulfill your purpose. You could be the best cleaner in Broome, you could be the best school teacher, you could be whatever God's called you to do. The best doctor, the best nurse, whatever. Best mechanic. God wants you to do it at a whole new level. And He wants you to give at a whole new level. Sometimes we get complacent. And it's like God says, don't allow complacency to set in. Because it is a new season. Right across this land, it's a new season. And it's like God saying, come on. Plug into this word of God. Stay aligned. Get on track with what He has for you. What He has for this, you know, this house. Value the prophetic that comes through people around you. Encourage one another because you are moving forward. Say, we're moving forward. And you know what? Continue to run that race. And if God gives you something bigger than you can handle and you think you're Gideon hiding in the wine press, look what happened to him. It's time to go to that next level. He fulfilled his purpose even though he had so much fear. And he wasn't an outspoken person, but God turned it all around. You know, you might be one of those quiet people that just want to run and hide and say, oh, that's all I'm going to do. It's like God says, no, now's the time to rise up. Because I was that person that wanted to run and hide, and now I'm standing here talking to you. And it's like God says, you know, come on, rise up. You can do it. You can fulfill your purpose. Some of you have been discouraged. Some of you have had tragedy in life. Some of you have been through trauma. That's okay. God can turn it all around for good, and He turns our messes into our message. That's what God wants to do. God turned my mess into a message. I was caught up in drugs and alcohol. God set me free. He delivered me. But I had to actually renew my mind and transform myself through the Word of God. As I listened to Him, He began to transform. It's like God says, it's time for some transformation in some people's lives. Do Correspondence Bible College. Do whatever it takes to break the old off your life and to step into the new. Step into the new season and what He has for your life. There's apostolic giftings in this room. Some of you are meant to be on boards or councils in the town, but you're like, no, not me. It's like God says, it's time. It's time because it's a new season. He wants God's people to have a voice in this town. He wants you to be a loud voice, to not sit back, to take territory. Just like it says, expand your territory. God says you need to take territory. Take it. Take it. It's yours to take. And God says it comes through the words of your mouth and declaring His word and confessing His word and speaking it over this town and breaking the strongholds. Because sometimes when we've been stuck in a place for such a long time, we can get complacent. And God says no time for complacency. New battles require new strategies. But the equipment's the same, because we have the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the shoes to preach the gospel, the sword of the word, the shield of faith. You have it all. You've got the blood of Jesus. You've got the name of Jesus. You are fully equipped for any battle that comes your way. You are fully equipped. But sometimes we just let stuff just, oh, well, here we go again. It's like God says, no, it's time to break the old cycles and to trust in God and know that His word is working. And it's like God says, new levels. Say new levels. New levels. And it's like God saying, come on, determine in your heart that you're going to be patient. Do you know what? Sometimes we have seasons in life where we go through stuff because it's life and we are Christians and the devil doesn't like us. We go through stuff. Sometimes people have unexpected stuff that goes on in their life that affects people around them and they've got to carry them through. And then God says, in those seasons, be patient. Sometimes we can run ahead of God and everything gets a little bit worse. It's like God says, be patient. Say, I'm patient. It's like God says, be patient. Be patient. It's like God says, the season is changing. It's a new season. The old season is over. But be patient. Because sometimes it's like we're in a season of transition and we're like, yeah, transition. And we expect it to go like that. But sometimes transition goes like this. Transition. And you're like, why is it taking so long for things to change and for things to move? But it's like God saying, come on, trust me. Be patient and know that it is a new season and you will walk in the fullness of what God has for your life. Yes, those plans and purposes and desires that He's placed in your heart will come to pass. Keep on pressing into Him. Keep confessing. Keep declaring. Don't quit. Don't give up. It is a new season. It is a new day. You will take ground. You will take territory. He does want you blessed. What does it say? God wants you blessed all the days of your life. He wants you fulfilling your purpose. He wants you walking in divine health. And it's like God says, trust me. He's saying to you today, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. If you're saying, God, I don't know. I think so many things have gone wrong. Begin to say, God, I trust in you with all my heart. Proverbs 3:5. Lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways I acknowledge you and you're directing my path. Speak it out of your mouth. Sometimes we get caught up here and we forget to actually speak it out. It's our words that affect the atmosphere. It's our words that control our destiny. It's our words that control the direction that we go in. Your words are powerful. And it's like God says, come on, spring into action. Allow faith to rise up. In Hebrews 11:1. Last scripture, let's turn there. And I know all of you would have heard this before because you've got Pastor Peter as a pastor, but we're going to read it again because it's such a key scripture. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith springs into action when we say, okay, God, I'm going to step out no matter what it looks like. I'm going to trust you because your faith and your word, it works. And you put your trust in him as you step out. You know, even if you've got a sore leg and you're saying, I can't walk on that leg, just put your leg a little bit on the ground and begin to work faith. Put action to it. It's like put action to it. Open a new account for whatever, you know, you're going to do, whether it's go back and study or whether it's going to open a new business. Open a new account. Put $20 in there and say, God, that's for that purpose that you've placed in my heart, and I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep stepping out. And it's like, you know, if it's ministry you're called to, open a ministry account. Put $20 in there. Watch what happens. Put faith. That's the first thing when I left Bible college. My mum's like, go open an account. Here's $50. Put it in there. This is your ministry account. I was like, oh, that's ridiculous. I can put it in the other account. Anyway, I eventually did it and I ended up in ministry. And it's like God just shifts your heart in the direction where your faith is, where you put action. Get a vision board. Begin to put things up on that board. Hey, this is what God's put in my heart, what he's placed in my heart. We have business people that get their vision board out and they put their new house in there. They put things in there. And next thing, one lady said, within 1 year, I had everything on my vision board. I had to get a new vision board. Begin to dream. Begin to dream. Begin to trust, Lord. Trust the Lord that he will fulfill the desires of your heart. Because guess what? He placed them there. He placed those desires within your heart. He put them there. And God says it's time to go to that next level. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new way. As you put your trust in him, the favor of God's on your life. Say, I'm highly favored. You know what? The favor of God is upon your life because Jesus lives in you. The enemy will try and say, no, you're not favored. Oh, look what happened here. That is the past. You're in a new season. It's a new day. God is faithful to finish the work he has begun, it says in Philippians. God is faithful to finish the work he has begun. He has begun a good work. He lives in you. You're a good work. He is faithful to finish it. And we need to put our trust in him and just rest in him and rely in him. And just know that in your heart, those desires that he's placed will come to pass when you keep putting action and stepping out. Faith is now. And God's saying it's a now time. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new way. You have a destiny in him. You have a purpose in him. Trust him. Just like you're trusting in that chair you're sitting on, trust in him. You're trusting that that chair will hold you up, right? You know, no one's really thought, oh, is this seat going to collapse? You all know they're strong and sturdy. Well, that's God. He holds you up in the midst of whatever you're going through. And so put your trust in him. Know that he's your deliverer. He's your healer. He's your helper. He's your financer. He's your ever-present help in need, help in time of need. And you know what? You are never going to lack when you put your trust in him. You are never going to go without when you put your trust in him. So keep your eyes on him, keep looking out and saying, God, who can I talk to? Keep sharing his love. Then your eyes are not on whatever you're going through, the circumstance or problem. Your eyes are on him. God says, keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on him. I feel like there's some people here and you're going through stuff, but God says, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. You're going to walk through and you're going to walk out the other side. Some of you, there's been tragedy, and God says you're going to walk out the other side. And you know what? You're going to walk out the other side rejoicing. I can give you an example. Lindsay, I'm going to share your testimony. When I met Lindsay, she was very depressed. Weren't you, Lindsay? And now she is a person that laughs more than anyone I know. And that can only be God, because she used to cry a lot. She used to get very depressed. The doctors told her to go on antidepressants. And I'm not joking, for real. She was really depressed. And it wasn't until someone reached out to her at a train station, one of our Bible college students, and said, why don't you come to church? And the first day she came to church, her car broke down because the devil didn't really want her to come to church. Eventually she came to church and the Word of God through Bible college renewed her mind. And now she is the most joy-filled person that I know. But that can only be God. And it can only be through renewing your mind. And we all have the joy of the Lord in us. So I want you to put your hand on your belly and start to go, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. You're laughing at the devil. You're laughing at the circumstance. Do you want to come up here in the striped dress? Come up here. Ha, ha. Ha, ha. I feel like you need some joy. Ha, 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 ha. Because you're going to share lots of joy with lots of people. And I feel like the enemy's tried so hard to hold you back and to stop you being joy-filled. But it's like God says you're going to work the Word of God in your life from this point on like never before. God says get around people that encourage you. You're not going to do this alone. You're not going to walk the walk alone. I just see it's like God says he's going to bring people around you that are strong and they're going to input into your life. And God says listen to what they have to say. And God says apply it to your life. There's been a bit of even rebelness in your life and it's like, it's just stemmed from rejection, and that's what I went through. When there's been a root of rejection, it's like there's a rebelness that God's going to turn it all around for good because he loves rebels. And he loves you. He loves you very much. So, Father, Pastor Peter used to be a rebel. And it's like God says, trust me, Amanda, trust me and know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I feel like as you draw closer to God, just things are just going to fall off. The old things are just going to fall off. God needs you to be on fire for him in the kingdom of God. And you're going to reach many, many souls. And God says this is a turning point in your life. It's a strategic turning point in your life. And God says don't forget this day. Mark this day and know that this is the day that the Lord has made. And it's going to get so much bigger and brighter from here on as you determine in your heart that you're going to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. Father, I just thank you for joy. Lord, joy, 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 that it's her strength. Joy, 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 fill her heart to overflowing. Ha, ha, ha. Lindsay, ha, ha. Do you want to come up here? Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. You ready? You're going to practice it with me and everyone else can practice it with us. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. When you start to look in, when you start to look in, that's what you need to do because the devil has had you caught up looking in and God says no more looking in. When you go for a walk along the beach, look at that sunset, go, God created that sunset. He created me in his image. He's bigger than what I've been going through. Thank you, Jesus. Ha ha. Ha ha. Father, I thank you for your joy. Lord, unspeakable joy, full of glory to fill people's hearts today. To overflowing. You know, that's in the Bible. He who sits in the heavens laughs, right? You might think it's a bit funny laughing. Oh, they're trying to make that joy thing happen. Well, you know what? Faith is now. And how do we activate it? By going, ha ha. Ha ha, because we actually have to open our mouths. And then when you open your mouth, the joy comes. So we're going to practice it again. You ready? Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Father, I thank you for joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory to fill people's hearts. Father, where there's been depression or oppression trying to come against people's minds, Father, we just break the power of it right now. Father, we just put the blood of Jesus over this town of Broome and over every person here today, that your blood is more powerful than any oppressive spirit trying to come against people. Father, we just declare the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is more powerful. Just see, it's like you need to put the blood of Jesus over your houses, over your homes, over your family, over your children, over Broome every single day. Because you're an apostolic church. And it's like you're spearheading something in this town. And it's like God says, you need the blood of Jesus to put it over yourself. You can go like this, I put the blood of Jesus over my mind. Because there's plenty of curses that have been spoken over WA, over this town. And it's like God says, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than any curse. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than any witchcraft. The blood of Jesus is more powerful than any sickness. And God says, use the blood of Jesus. We've taken communion, but it's like God says, use it. Begin to declare it. Begin to speak it out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Lord, that you shed on the cross for us, that we can be filled with your joy to overflowing. Ha, ha, ha. Do you, the two ladies in the stripy tops, you're sitting in the same row. I don't know if you know each other. But you two in stripy tops, do you want to come up here? Yes. You're very excited about coming up. We're in the stripy. I just see it's like God says, you are full of joy. You are full of joy. And God says, you're going to give out more joy than you've ever given out before. And God says, keep on giving out that joy, that unspeakable joy full of glory. Just keep on giving it out. And God says, trust in him and know that you're right on track. You're a woman of prayer. You're a woman of destiny. You're a woman of purpose. And God says, just some small adjustments, but God says, you're right on track. You're right on track with God's purpose for your life. And it's like, says, come on, it's time to go to that next level in giving. And God's going to give you dreams and ideas to go to that next level so you can supply more needs of the kingdom. God wants you to prosper more than anything. I just see it's like God wants you to prosper. For every person, it says in the Bible, God wants us to prosper and to be in health. And God wants you to prosper. It's like God is a God of prosperity and he lives in you. So I just thank you right now, Father. Thank you for your miracle working power flowing through this body, bringing life, Father, that when she lays hands on the sick, they do recover. Just thank you for both of these hands, Father, that they are healing hands. Just thank you right now that you are her healer, you are her deliverer. It says, let the weak say, I'm strong. God says, just keep saying, I'm strong. I'm strong. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, just keep saying, I'm strong. I'm strong. I'm strong. And for you too, you've got to say that as well. I'm strong. I'm strong. Father, I just thank you for her life, Father. Right now, for the anointing. I just see you've got a really sweet spirit. Such a sweet spirit. And God loves your heart. It's a heart of compassion and it's a heart of mercy. And sometimes you're like, God, why do I feel so sad? And God says, it's time. It's time. It's time to begin to pray like never before because you're an intercessor. You've got the gift of intercession. And God says, begin to pray. And as you pray and read in the word, it's like God says, those feelings of sadness are going to turn into joy because you realize you're actually picking up people around you sometimes. That it's not actually you that's sad. It might be the person standing next to you. And God says, begin to pray. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray on behalf of others. And God says, those who sow in tears will reap in joy. Thank you, Jesus. You know, for a lot of people here, I just sense that. Sometimes when I walk into a room, all of a sudden I get sad. I'll be like, why do I feel sad? It's not actually us. We're actually picking up others. And it's like God says, you need to pray on behalf of others and begin to intercede and pray in the Holy Ghost. And pray for your friends in this town. Pray for the town. Sometimes you're like, why do I feel so sad? It's like God says, you know, someone might have died in the town and a lot of people are going to the funeral. God says, pray, break the curses, declare the love of Jesus over this town, call them all into the kingdom. God says, it's time to rise up above the circumstance, above the situation, above our feelings. Everyone just pinch themselves. That hurts, doesn't it? It's like God says, rise above the feelings. Just wanted to, so you could feel yourself. It's like God says, rise above how you feel. Don't concentrate on the pain. Look to him. Look to him. You're not moved by what you see or feel, but you're moved by the word of God. The word of God is real, it's alive, and it's living. And it makes alive your mortal flesh. So don't look at what's going on around you and the circumstances. Look to him. Because he's your healer and he's your deliverer. So I've just got a couple of things that I want to pray for. First of all, I'm getting Lynn's up here, your resident artist for the week. who's been painting since she arrived. But, you know, she's, because of what she's been through, she carries such a breakthrough anointing. So I want her to sing over you guys just about breakthrough before you go. And then there's anyone that needs joy and you're saying, I'm stuck in the mud, because the other day I pull these gumboots out and I put them on and I go and walk my dog, and God said to me, I don't want you to put your gumboots on anymore. I want you to put your joggers on, your sneakers, and I want you to stay on the high ground and not get stuck in the mud. And I was like, right, okay. And then my mum walked through the door and she's like, you know what? You can't get stuck in the mud. You have to. And I was like, God's really talking to me today. And he's like, you know, it's our thinking that gets us stuck in the mud. We get caught up with people's problems or meditate on the wrong things. And it's like, God doesn't want us to stay stuck in the mud. He wants us to stay on the higher ground, because I have Oval in front of me and goes into the low ground. It's really muddy at this time of year because of all the rain in Perth. But God says, stay on the perimeter, stay on the high ground. God wants us to stay up, soaring with the eagles, not get caught in all the little gossip, the little problems, or maybe big problems. Stay on the higher ground and begin to run the race that he has for you. And then I put on my joggers and I began to run rather than walk in the mud. And you know what? It's like you begin to have a different perspective, because you're not getting caught up in all the little things and people's issues. We need to stay on the higher ground. And God's saying to you, next level, higher ground, Broom Victory Life, higher ground, come up higher, new levels. Even if this week you keep praying that Jabez prayer and begin to declare it over your church, over this town, over your life. God says, watch what happens when you begin to work the word of God into your life. Sometimes there's some knots and you're like, you know, if you go for a massage, you get a knot and like they massage it out. Sometimes there's been some knots in our life. And the word of God like massages those out, so they're not there anymore. It's like real, it's alive, it's living, it's word. And it's like God says, it's time to work the word of God in your life, to stay on that higher ground and allow the love of God to flow out of you and get caught up with him rather than all the little problems, and get your feet out of the mud. You know what the mud's like, because you have a wet season. Like God says, get out of that mud, get up to higher ground and soar with the eagles. So Father, I just thank you right now for your anointing that's on this house, for your anointing that's on Pastor Peter and every person that's here today, an anointing for breakthrough, Father. Just receive as Lindsay sings over you.